After the size of the reception room, Luke had expected the Chaff Envoy's main dining salon to be equally grand and expansive. To his surprise, it was in fact built more along the lines of a standard ship's wardroom, though decorated with the same sort of elegant touches he'd already noted in their quarters. Perhaps the dignitaries' wardrobes were supposed to make up for it. Formby and Drask were dressed even more elaborately than they'd been at the Jade Saber's landing. Fel had switched to a dress uniform that bordered on the regal. Ginsler had done equally well, with a layered robe tunic that would have fit right in with a diplomatic reception on Coruscant. Mara wasn't too far behind him, with her flowing wraparound gown and embroidered bolero jacket. It made Luke feel decidedly out of place in his plain dark jumpsuit and sleeveless knee-length duster. Still, he was far from being the worst-dressed guest at the party. The two Jeroons on the far side of the wide circular table looked positively shabby in comparison with the Chiss staffers seated on either side of them. Both aliens wore simple but heavy-looking brown robes of some kind of thick material over long tan tunics. One of them, the Jeroon who'd spoken to Formby from the refugee ship, also had what appeared to be a complete dead animal thrown over his shoulders, its long-snouted head and clawed forepaws hanging down across his chest nearly to his waist, while most of the torso and hind legs hung down behind his back.
"I trust the food is pleasing?" Fisa asked from her seat at Luke's left.
"It's excellent, thank you," he assured her. "Interesting trophy Steward Barish is wearing," Ginsler commented from Fisa's other side.
"That dead animal thing?"
"The wolf kill, yes," Fisa said,
a note of sadness in her voice.
"All remaining wolf kills died with the Jeroon world."
"I see," Ginsler murmured. "A terrible tragedy, that. Was Aristocra Formby able to help them find a new world?"
"Our knowledge of the regions outside our borders is very limited," Fisa said.
Across the table, Baersh stirred and looked over at Luke, linking his fingers and dipping both hands and head in a sort of unified bow. Luke nodded in reply, and as he did, the Jeroon picked up his fluted drink glass and got up from his seat. Circling the table, he came up behind Luke.
"Good evening. Am I correct in the belief that you are Jedi Master Luke Skywalker?"
Luke blinked in surprise. "Yes, I am," he managed. "Please forgive my surprise. I didn't realize you spoke basic."
"Should we not know at least a portion of the language of our liberators?"
Baersh countered.
"If I may intrude, I overheard you and Fisa speaking of our search for a world for our people."
"Yes," Luke confirmed. "I hope you will succeed."
"As do I and all the Jeroon remnant,"
Baersh said, a note of sadness replacing the reverence.
"That is indeed why I came across to see you. I hoped you might be willing to help."
"In what way?"
"I am told your New Republic has great resources and vast territories within its borders. Perhaps when you are finished with your meal, you would be kind enough to search your records to see if any of your worlds near this region of space might be available for our use."
He ducked his head.
"We would, of course, pay for any world you might find to offer us. Our resources are small, but all Jeroons stand ready to serve with their hands and minds and bodies until any such debt is repaid."
"If we find a suitable world, I'm sure something can be worked out," Luke assured him. "Actually, I'm finished now if you'd like to accompany me to my ship." The Jeroon started back.
"You would take me aboard your vessel?"
he breathed. "Would that be a problem?" Luke asked cautiously. "Because if it would make you uncomfortable."
"Ah, no,"
Baersh said, dropping suddenly to one knee and bowing his head low to the deck.
"It is too much. There is too much honor for one Jeroon. I cannot accept."
"Maybe I should just give you the data cards then," Luke suggested. "Though you might not be able to read them," he added, as that thought belatedly struck him. "I'd have to bring a data pad along too."
"You would be willing to allow us to honor you?"
Baersh asked eagerly.
"You would come aboard our humble vessel?"
"Certainly," Luke said, touching his mouth with his napkin and standing up. "Shall we go?"